Infant, and these are my sons.
Hello now, what, what?
We can deliver anything you want, anywhere in the world, as long as it's in the same county.
That's right.
Mumford and Sons, the great Irish folk band, the Rides.
They love it when we do that.
So Tim Key is his name, Dom. You've met him before. He is not Sidekick Simon.
Right.
He is a character that is that he's played.
Absolutely.
So don't say, here comes Sidekick Simon.
No, I won't say, here comes Sidekick Simon.
We can
Simon.
Ask him about it. That's totally fine.
He's
a man in his own right.
Mm. It was a character, Dom.
He's written books. He's done acting.
Yes. He's a very good actor as well. Very good actor.
We're going to talk about his new film that he's got.
Mm-hmm.
When James brings him in, feel free, James. Bring him in,
James. Bring him in.
We're waiting for him. Oh, there he is. Look. Oh, my God. Look, here he comes. It's Tim Key, the Hello. Curry lover.
Good, thank you. Hello.
He's a curry lover.
Woo!
You love curry, don't you?
I do, actually, yeah.
Oh, there you go. They look at me like I'm insane. We've got so many things to talk to.
It's not the headline.
It can't be.
Oh, no. When I think of Tim Key, I think curry lover.
Yeah,
and then all of the great work that you've done. Come and take a seat. I've got lots to talk to you about. First of all, how are you?
Good.
Yep.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. When can we go for a curry?
I know. TBC.
Okay. I've not heard of that one. Is that a good place? Near you?
It's in Hampstead.
Dom seems to think that you said you have about 3 or 4 curries a week.
I'm sure last time you came in, you said you had at least 3 a week.
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
Is that right still?
Let's see. What day are we on? Wednesday. Yeah,
Thursday today.
Yeah, Thursday.
Did you have a curry yesterday?
Not yesterday, no.
Tuesday?
Day before, yeah. Yeah, in Delhi Brasserie.
But I love how when I mentioned it, you looked at me like I was insane.
I don't want it to be my main thing.
What would you like to be your main thing?
I don't know. What do you think?
You know we're on live now, by the way, just so you know. We're on the air live
we're
now.
Live,
okay, yeah. Because you just had a look of, we're not on yet.
I'm going to say something terrible.
No F. So let's say you go on holiday, right? You go to the other side of the world, and you're sat at the bar, and you're chatting with someone. You've seen them around the hotel, and they go, so what do you do for a living, by the way?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Well, it depends if I want to get stuck with them.
Right.
I might say I work in education.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And if it's
vague.
If it's someone you're getting on well with.
Right, then it's out comes the CV, I think, isn't it?
Right, okay. Yeah,
and absolutely. We work through it.
and it says, curry lover, comedian, actor. Poet? Would you class yourself as a poet?
What an amazing question. I mean, I've got an anthology out now. Would you not class me as a poet? Would you class yourself as a DJ?
Broadcaster. Love
it. Please,
if you don't
mind. Broadcaster, yeah.
Well, I have here...
Oh, there it is.
A copy of your new book.
New book, yeah.
Which is called Tim Key, L.A. Baby.
That is a lovely sized book as well. That's an unusually lovely sized book, that, Tim.
Do you want me to talk you through the size?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many times have you said that in that sultry voice?
That's on the CV.
It's designed to fit perfectly into the back of a back pocket of a pair of jeans.
Great, is it?
Shall we try this?
Up he gets.
Here we go. Shall we try it?
Up he gets.
Up he gets.
Up he gets. And in it goes. And that is perfect.
He ain't lying.
Oh, now, what a stroke of genius.
Is that jean perfect?
What was that? You want to know a story about buying a coffee at Heathrow? Whoa! Hello, here we go.
Oh, look at this.
I've got the book.
But have you looked inside the book?
I've read some.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Wow.
That must be like £100, that book, Tim.
Is this book out now?
This book is out, pretty much. You can pre-order it, and then it comes out properly next month.
Great.
I see that you put your headphones on and then took them off immediately.
I don't know what was going on. I was quite surprised that the blend between off-air and on-air threw me slightly.
Okay.
Were we on-air when I walked in the room?
Yeah. We're on-air now.
When I walked in the room was...
Yeah.
When you gave me the dirty look when I sung the parody of Easy Lover by Phil Collins and Philip Bailey.
That was on-air.
So far, everything's been on-air.
Yeah.
That's all things.
Now, can I ask you about this book?
And
your writing.
Yeah.
Now, I need to caveat what I'm about to say.
Oh, God, it's not pretty, is it?
With I'm a big fan of yours. I think you're very... And I'm going to be... Look me in the eye. Take the compliment.
It's
think
just
you're
this caveat.
A hugely talented man.
Okay.
I think you are brilliant. I think you're very funny. I think you are. I think you're a naturally funny person. I love your style of acting. I love your style of comedy. I'm a huge fan. I would like to be your friend and go for curries with you. Okay. Now, when it comes to the book, okay, explain to me what, and the listeners, what the book is about, what the idea is.
The book is about me going to Los Angeles for work for 3 months. Yeah.
But it's like very short stories.
Short poems.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's dialogues with my designer, Emily Juniper.
Right.
And dialogues with people I meet along the way. Mm-hmm. Which are sort of kind of semi-fictionalized. They sort of happened. And then poems. Are we still part of the caveat?
Well, yeah. I still love you. And I'm going to say this, and again, I'm going to use the word weird, but in a good way. Yeah. It's really weird.
Well, the book?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, it is. It's not a straight up and down book that you would sort of buy, you know, from a bookshop.
Can I read some of it?
Oh, God, I'd love that.
Okay.
Yeah.
A final assault on Curry's digital.
Yeah.
I plonked my UK-US plug adapter down on the counter. Boarding pass, please. Her voice reassuring, wholesome, like Shreddies. You are to the States, eh? She was smiling at my prongs. Two blades and a ramrod ready to suckle on the North American grid.
Okay.
I slapped down my boarding pass, jabbed one thumb onto the info, slammed the other into my chest. LA, baby. She blushed, clearly impressed with how well I was doing. I've never been, she said, handing over my secret weapon in a small bag, and I took that to mean, well done you, knock 'em dead. I'm going to work in an office, I volunteered. Right, so that's that story.
That's lovely. I like the use of suckled in there. You don't hear that enough.
Yeah, it's funny hearing it back from Woolsey. It's quite exposing. I don't think there's many authors in the world who would like to sort of come in here and just have their book read to them by Morsey.
But it doesn't rhyme.
Well, it depends how you read it. Okay. I could read one and it would rhyme.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. You well, just anyway. Got to twist the words at the end of the lines a bit.
This is... This is the book, which is lovely, and everybody needs to pre-order it now.
Okay, this is good. That's much better, thanks.
Tim Key, LA Baby.
Yeah, you can pre-order it from Utter and Press, or just Google LA Baby.
LA Baby, yeah. Tim Key.
Yeah.
And also as well, it looks really cool.
That's great, yes.
And it would sit happily on any coffee table, in any bathroom, and then you can just have a little, while you're having a poo, you can read a little story about, you know, how do you do, or Lost in Translation, or... The ball game.
Yeah.
You know, you can, there you go.
Yeah. It's a memoir, really.
It's lovely.
Yeah. Semi-fictionalised. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Now.
Thank you very much for giving it the time of day.
You're welcome. And I hope I read it well.
Yeah.
Now, here's the other thing we get to talk about is your new film.
Mm.
Because you're a film star.
Oh, God, yeah.
You've been in many films.
Eight.
Eight films, though.
Is the gap between you... So did you come up with the idea with your friend or with your...
Yeah.
Is that the...
Yeah, me and Tom Basden came up with an idea for a short film in 2006.
Is the gap between you coming up with the idea and this film being released the same gap between Return of the Jedi and The Phantom Menace? Because this is a long journey.
Mm. 18 years.
Which is mad.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy, yeah. We made the short... In 2006, and we loved the short. We made it with James Griffiths, our director. And we just had such a nice... We've got such happy memories of making it. And people liked it. And then, yeah, we just... it took us 18 years. I don't know. We'd sort of meet up and, you know, 5 years later be talking about other stuff. And then at the end of the evening, wistfully talk about the short film and say, there must be something more we can do with that. And then, yeah, 15 years later, we... had an idea that another character would be in it, who was then played by Carey Mulligan.
Mm, not bad. Not bad, yeah.
Yeah, and it unlocked the whole thing. I mean, the short film was very much a short film, and, you know, you can't just stretch that out with longer pauses.
Mm.
You need, like, a story. And then we came up with this story, and that kind of completed the film and made it into a feature film, yeah.
It has got 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, that feels low.
No, 100 is, that's good.
Yeah, 100 would be good. 99, yeah, but 98, you'd settle for 98. It is quite high.
I think you'd take 98.
I think when we sort of, you know, we're filming it, I think we probably would have taken about 55, 56. No, there is some mad stuff with the film. Well, I mean, we love the film.
It's brilliant. I watched it on Tuesday. It is absolutely brilliant.
Thank you
so
much.
I loved it. I cried in it as well. It's quite poignant in certain places without saying why.
Yeah.
And very,
was that
very...
Tim's acting?
It wasn't Tim's acting. It's very... Well, it was actually due to your acting. I was crying. It's very funny.
Yeah.
It's, and the story is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a great film. Everyone go and watch it.
Very kind of you, yeah.
My friend Martin watched it and said his other half, Sarah, didn't fall asleep once, and that is a 10 out of 10 rating.
Yeah. Well,
that rarely happens.
9.8 out of 10.
Okay, all right, sure. Okay. You get bogged down with the numbers. It's a lovely story, so tell everybody. Mm. Oh, we got to take a break?
Yes.
Okay, we got to take a break.
We'll say what about next.
We'll be back though, won't we?
We'll be back. Yeah. Fingers crossed. Yeah. All right. We'll come back. We'll talk more with Mr. Tim Key in just a few seconds.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Plug in. Charge up. Jump in.
Radio X.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves, remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella!
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
NutriCircle takes surplus stock and transforms it into super deals. Last month, customers bought 18 grenade bars for £10.99. That's 62 pence each. And 16 bags of Wild West original steak strips for under £1 per pack. But you missed out. Don't miss out on this month's deals at NutriCircle.co.uk.
Feel the thrill. Team Sport Indoor Karting. Save 10% with the code GET10 at team-sport.co.uk.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. My claim group is working hard to help. So, even if you've forgotten your details, make sure you check. Text CLAIM to 86688. My claim group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
So, Mrs. Johnson, as a guest of this wedding, did you have to drive 200 miles to get here?
I did.
And do you, Mr. Johnson, have to drive all the way back home again this evening?
I do.
Well, I declare that perhaps you better get a travel lodge.
Wedding coming up. Better get a travel lodge. Find great value, king-size comfort. At travelodge.co.uk.
100 years ago, the nation's greatest invention made its debut. But can you guess what it was? Was it the... or the... Nah, it was this. The McVitie's Chocolate Digestive. Mm. 100 years of the nation's greatest invention. Buy a pack for the chance to win £100 every 100 minutes. There's only one. McVitie's True Originals.
Radio X Oasis.
Curated shows, live tracks, B-sides and rare archive recordings.
Warm up for the biggest reunion of all time. With a dedicated station.
Yeah, you got that one right.
Non-stop supersonic anthems are playing now.
On Radio X Oasis.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Radio X. Oasis. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Thanks, commercial friends, for those adverts. Let's hear from Chris now.
Radio X.
Back
I'm back on air in 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. That's Sam Fender and People Watching. We need to do that. Oh, now see, he's put the headphones on. I now have to play the jingle.
Yeah,
oh.
It's time.
Are your headphones on?
Yeah, yes.
They are?
Yes, mate.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, mate.
Okay.
Sidekick Simon, sidekick Simon.
Oh, I'm God. Sorry, I'm not.
And take him off again.
Okay.
Yeah. Did like that.
Yeah, that's Tim, I mean Alan Partridge.
Tim Key's enthusiastic. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, God.
There's more of that coming.
Is yes. there?
It's unstoppable.
Oh. Is Sidekick Simon involved in the new...
Yeah, yeah, he's in
really?
There. Only 12 episodes of 40 Towers, weren't there?
Do you feel...
About 45 years.
Do you feel like if it wasn't for your character,
yep.
that Alan Partridge, that would have been, we'd have seen the last of that 15 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is about my character. Although the chap who plays Alan Partridge, also fantastic. Worth his place, I think.
That's true, actually.
Simon Coogan.
Yeah, Steve.
Steve, yeah. Sorry, yeah. Steve Coogan. Yeah, he's good, isn't he? Yeah.
He was there last night at the film.
Oh, was it? Did he have a premiere?
We had like a screening, yeah.
And he came along to it?
Oh, he was there.
Wow!
Yeah,
did he think there was a fee? How did he get in there?
I think his company made it.
Okay. I think
there's the connection
in through the back door.
it was a work commitment for Steve. It was a baby cow work commitment.
Yeah, you can expense it.
Yeah.
This film is in cinemas tomorrow.
Yes.
And if we're playing this out on the Saturday show because we repeat this on Saturday, this film is out in cinemas now.
Yes.
It is called The Ballad of Wallace Island, and it looks funny, poignant, very. Beautiful, mm-hmm. and Dominic said it made him cry.
It did, yep. Surprisingly, it made me cry towards the end of the film, and it was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Well, that's very kind, thank you.
Tell everybody what it's about, Timothy.
What it's about is there's an eccentric millionaire, I live on an island, and I decide to organise a private gig for myself with my favourite band.
Love it.
A folk duo who have since split up and who also used to be lovers. Mm. And I hoodwinked them both to be on the island at the same time to try and bring them back to play their beautiful music just for me. And, it's how that unravels. How, you know, it's about, I guess it's about nostalgia and whether you should go back. And people being stuck. I don't know, it's all these things. Beautiful island, some nice rain going on.
Yes.
Tom Basden's beautiful music, Kerry Mulligan absolutely smashing it out the park. And it is kind of, it's, well, I mean, we're very proud of it.
You should be.
We really are. It's kind of, it's such a mad thing to take this long to make it. And it felt quite pressurised because you don't, you know, obviously it's a cliche that you shouldn't really go back. But it felt great when we were making it, and now, I don't know, it's difficult to make a feature film, and I don't know whether I'll make another one, you don't know whether you'll get that chance again. So
I think you will.
Well, hope so, but at the moment we're just happy that we made one that we all really like, yeah.
Wow.
Well said.
Wow, look at you being a grown-up.
You've got to be, you know, when you've seen your face on an enormous screen, you've got to take a step back.
Yeah.
So what's next now? Is this going to engulf your life for the next kind of...
Really engulfed it for about 4 months. It's amazing, you wouldn't have noticed it necessarily, but we took it to America and went to Sundance and stuff like that. And then, it's weird because I go on things like this and I always enjoy this sort of stuff. This is the first time I've had to do things where you're like in a junket, where you're like...
Yeah.
And it's weird because no one really prepares you for that. So you just get shuffled into a room and they go, okay, let's do this. And you're like, oh, I don't even understand this genre of thing. And you're just answering the same questions again and
junkets
again.
Junkets are weird. So I'll do interviews with...
Do you?
People like you in hotels around London and stuff like that. We tend not to ask too many questions about the film because we kind of think they want to talk about anything else, I think.
Yeah.
But that junket environment is so bizarre. And you've got a woman in the back doing windmill signs.
Oh, it's
you've
really
had your
good.
2 minutes now.
Yeah. It's a very interesting world.
Mm.
And you sort of have a mixture of some people are on a screen and then there's a chair there. And then they'll sort of go, okay, the next person is live. And then a sort of human will come in. And you're then talking to a human. And then they'll leave. And then you're back to talking to someone from Vancouver.
Yeah.
Nothing makes sense.
No, exactly.
So, I'll be doing this for a few months in America and then here. And then I think as of tomorrow, it just sort of ends when it's in the world.
Is it out in America yet?
It's out, yeah.
So it's out already and it's going down well?
Well, yeah, that was kind of mad. We were, the first time we ever saw it was in front of, I think, 1,400 people in Sundance Festival.
Now, you know it's good, right?
No, well, I don't. No, at that stage, we're like, we think, well, I was happy with it because, the first thing is you don't want it to be like an absolute turkey that you hate.
Sure. Mm.
But I hadn't seen it in its complete entirety.
What, until Sundance?
Yeah. I remember like leaving about halfway through the final, they were doing the tiny things with sound and stuff. But that makes a big difference, that stuff. So then I left because I had a gig. And then, yeah, it would have been about 11 months later, we're in a cinema and we hadn't had a cast and crew in the UK, so we had no idea really how it would play. And now we're doing it the first time in front of Americans. And as Dom will tell you, it's pretty English, the film.
Thank you. It's quintessentially English.
Yeah, I mean, it's like lots of references to sort of Monster Munch. And,
yes.
And anyway, it's
rice pudding features.
Lots of rice pudding features, And then, three or four minutes in, people start to like laugh and things. And then you realise that people are actually engaged in it. And then... it's horrible to say it, isn't it? But there was a standing ovation at the end.
Oh, amazing. I'm so happy for you.
That's incredible. That's disgusting. That is gross. That's horrible. But anyway, it was kind of mad. So you sort of worry that in America, it'll just sink without a trace. But I think some people watched it in America. And then now it's sort of the other way around where you go, well, if they liked it there, then surely they'll like it here. But you never know.
They will.
But it's going into cinemas and then we'll sort of see. But people are like... Yeah, people have been sending nice messages and things. So I don't know. We'll see.
People will love it. I genuinely think people will love it. It's one of the best films I've seen for a long time. Seriously. It's really good.
I'm very, very pleased for you.
Thank you.
I really am. I think it's brilliant. And I can't wait to watch it. As I said, I love the trailer. And I'm like, right, I've got to watch this. And it's so good. For a man obsessed with curry, it's such an achievement.
Oh, they do eat a chicken shakuti halfway through the film.
Of course they do.
Yeah. Ad-lib chicken
shakuti. Do you know in this scene, I think we need to be eating some kind of curry.
Help it. Yeah.
And of course, it's changed your life. You never have to pay for a ticket to see Mumford and Sons live ever again because you've got an in there.
Have the in. Yeah.
That's true.
He's fantastic, that guy.
Yeah, he is
good, isn't he?
I know, he really is. Has he been in the studio?
Yeah, many times.
Yes, he has. Many times.
On the shoulders of giants.
Yeah, it's just, whatever. Yeah.
I think he was, he played a big part in the film. I think he was, positive about the film to Carrie when we first sent her the script.
Oh, really?
Really?
He said, yeah, come on.
You should do that one.
Nice.
Good. Yeah, you need Marcus Mumford on board if you want to make anything these days.
Anything at all.
Him and Steve Coogan, obviously.
That's a good axis, yeah.
So what's the next thing? Are you still gigging?
Yeah, it's starting to again, yeah.
Love this.
Yeah, I'm going to do a new show in Edinburgh. And, but before that, I'm doing a small book tour to promote the book.
Mm. Where can we see? How do we find the dates? Do we go to a website?
LA Baby.
On
the Plosive website. It's just a small tour, about maybe 10, 12 dates, where I sit down with a luminary and we talk about the book. And, I read some stuff out. And so it's sort of... I did it with the last book and I really enjoy it because it is obviously a lonely job being a comedian, sort of, traipsing around Derby.
We'll be your friend.
Yeah, but you can't all come with me.
No, we can't come to Derby.
You could get a minivan.
Yeah, no, as we've said many times, we can't come to Derby. Yeah,
I think we made that clear too.
If you would like to see Tim Key, then Exeter. Bristol, Birmingham, Glasgow, Edinburgh, Brighton. London and Leeds at the Wardrobe.
Leeds is in conversation with Jess Nappet, the great Jess Nappet.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Oh, and are there different people that you're in conversation with? I've not been asked
different
to speak
people.
To you on
any of these. Yep. John Kearns in Edinburgh.
Right.
Yep.
No space for me. That's fine.
No space
when
for
me. When you play Leeds, the Wardrobe is opposite Agra, which is one of the best Indian restaurants in Leeds.
Yeah,
it's literally opposite Agra.
Actually is.
Yeah. Well, I'll go there with Jess Nappet. There you
go. Fully aware about it.
Yeah.
You're fully aware.
Go and see the Ballad of Wallace Island.
Oh, please do.
From the brilliant man that is Mr. Tim Key.
Yes, go and watch it.
Lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. I look forward to our curry.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. We're out of here. Well, I'm not here tomorrow. Toby's going to do the show. Yes. I'm back Saturday morning. Have a great Thursday. And say goodbye, Tim.
Goodbye, everyone. Thanks
good
for tuning
everybody.
In.
Everybody.
Do not pass go. Do not collect £200.
The Chris Moyles Show.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. Less to think about with keyless entry.
Radio X.
Darling, hold my hand.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. Discovering amazing destinations like Ibiza, Lanzarote and Crete. And relaxing in the sun with award-winning VIP service from the Which? Travel Brand of the Year 2024. So, book now from your nearest airport with Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Astronautal protected, subject to availability and conditions.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. You finally found that perfect parking spot and you're ready to start work. But wait, you need a replacement part that's not in your van. Don't sweat it and don't move the van. Get moving on your job and we'll sprint over with exactly what you need before you can say, where's my spirit level? Screwfix Sprint delivers in as little as 20 minutes. Only £4.99 and only on the app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
Samantha?
Reward yourself. Get £4 2D tickets at Cineworld when you book online using club card vouchers and visit between 27th of May and the 8th of June, celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Prices for standard 2D ticket, T's and C's apply. See tesco.com/cineworld.
This summer, breeze past the price cap with Eon Next. Our Next Pledge tariff guarantees to keep your energy prices below the cap. So whether the cap goes up or down, you're still winning. Stay one step ahead of the cap and save with Next Pledge from Eon Next. Switching is easy. Visit eonnext.com/save. Next Pledge is a 12-month fixed-term tariff. Rates adjusted quarterly to stay below Ofgem's price cap. Your bill depends on usage. T's and C's apply.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 10, a trade court in the US has blocked Donald Trump's tariff plans. It's ruled the president doesn't have the authority to use an emergency powers law for them. The White House says it will appeal. In other news, the health secretary is calling on doctors to vote against further walkouts. West Treating says they're not in anyone's interest and strikes should be a last resort. Resident doctors say their pay has declined by 23% in real terms. That's since 2008. There's going to be a new military command unit set up to tackle cyber warfare. It's in response to 90,000 cyber attacks on UK defence systems. That's over the last 2 years. The government will also spend more than £1 billion on technology to speed up battlefield decisions. Elon Musk says he's leaving his job in Donald Trump's administration. His Tesla and SpaceX boss has been leading the Department of Government Efficiency. And Enzo Maresca is celebrating lifting his first trophy as Chelsea manager following their victory in the UEFA Conference League final last night. They came from behind to beat Spanish side Real Betis 4-1. It means Chelsea have become the first team to win all of the four current European trophies. And the weather, cloudy with some rain for much of the UK, sunny spells across central parts later. 23 degrees is the high today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global. It's Thursday, 10 a.m. And for the next 60 minutes, you pick the playlist. Request Hour.
Radio X.
Morning, how's it going? Hello, it's Adam Brown in for Toby Tarrant again today. And it is time for Thursday's Request Hour. Between now and 11, we hand over control to you and you are picking the playlist. If it's a song I can get on for you this morning, listen, I'll do my very best to do it for you. 83936 0330 333 100 as well on WhatsApp. Let's get things going for Thursday's Request Hour with something suggested this morning. From Nathan, he says, an underrated tune, Adam, from Kings of Leon. You just don't hear this enough. Let's get this on for you now on Radio X. This is Manhattan.
I like to dance all night, the summer's a day. But that's how I play, yeah, that's how I play. I said, who are you? No matter who you are. So we dance all night, and dance all day. I say,
a little bit of Nashville style to things this morning. Kings of Leon, Manhattan to kick off Thursday's Request Hour on Radio X. Just want to say hello to Sean in Wigan this morning, who says, good morning, Mr. Adam Brown. It's very formal, that, isn't it? Is there any chance of an absolutely huge tune from the Rolling Stones called Sympathy for the Devil? I love this sort of attitude which Sean in Wigan's got this morning. I'll tell you what, let's get it on for you on the Request Hour. This is Radio X.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face.
barricades. For the God's name, I shouted out, who killed those Kennedys? When after all, it was you and me. Let me please introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I lay traps for troubadours who get killed before they reach Bombay.
WhatsApp your request. 0330 333 100.
Radio X.
You're an emotional wreck. You don't know who you are. You never say what you need. And you keep your mouth shut and your knife stays still. And then you come and call on me. You say I just can't help myself. I really, really wish I could be somewhere else than here. And I met a girl, she asked me my name. I told her